Hello, Dalton?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your account lead.
Amazing. Yes, I was trying to get in contact with you last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, we close at 4 p.m., which is 7 p.m. your time. So, yeah, when you called, we were already out of the office. And, in fact, we don't even start working for another 5 minutes, but I saw that I had a missed call from you, so I called right away.
Well, thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. How can I help?
So, basically, I was getting calls last night, and I called your desk because you said on your voicemail if it's urgent to call the desk.
Uh-huh.
So I did. But
okay.
I was getting calls over Google Ads. Owing them money, $5, because something to do with the listing.
That's a scam call. So
yeah, that's what I thought. That's what she said. I was like, I thought so. I was like, well, let me call my representative.
Sure.
So.
Of course. And this is the thing, is that's why we encourage you to let us know when you get those calls. Because you have that call tracking number assigned to you, Dalton, what that does is that actually protects you. Because when you go into the dashboard, you have the ability to actually block that call, and that person can never contact you again. That scam call.
Well, it didn't ring under our number. It rang under my personal number.
Oh, it did? Okay. Well,
yeah,
this
it
is
didn't
the thing.
Ring, it didn't ring under, like, a customer. It
yeah,
rang
yeah, yeah.
Under, like, if, like, Google was calling me directly. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And Google will never call you directly, just so you know, because they don't call the general public. They deal with the large corporations. In fact, they
yeah,
don't even call.
So, yeah.
They rarely call us. Like, we have to call them most of the time. So we're one of their partners. So, yes, so that tells me that your regular phone number is out there somewhere on the Internet, and we need to change that to your call tracking number. So if there's any listings that you currently have.
On the website.
Really? Because we
that's also what I need to talk to you about. The website,
okay.
I think we were also very misunderstanding what I do for work.
Okay.
Because the website, I want to say, is completely wrong, but it definitely does not match my line of work.
Okay. So we have you down for composting services, e-waste recycling,
debris hauling.
Yard debris, and junk hauling. That's not accurate?
Yeah. So we do like junk removal.
Uh-huh.
But we don't do, like, any waste management.
Okay.
It's hard to explain. Like, we do, it's under waste management, but we don't do, like, picking up, like, normal garbage for people. We don't do, like, we're not, you call it a trash guy for that. Does that make sense? We do, like, the heavy lifting of the junk.
Move in, move out,
haul,
stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no move in. Just move out, unless something's already in there. Like, we deal with just junk.
Okay.
And then we also haul, like, mulch, gravel, rock. We install all of that. That was all on point, but I didn't see that. We're also a landscaping company, so we remove stumps, grind stumps down, small shrubs we remove. Now, we don't trim shrubs just yet, but we do remove shrubs and plants.
Stumps. Grinding. Hold on.
So,
here.
Yeah,
on.
No, the website looks amazing if
but
it was
to fix
on point.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Give me just a second here. Let me clock in real quick so I don't miss that. And
yeah, you're fine. I was like, dude, this looks badass, but
right.
Wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I have you down for holes, mulch, gravel, rock, landscaping. So is that like landscape design and install? Or
yeah,
maintenance?
So landscape. No, we do both. Both. We can install it and we do maintenance. We also do. So I'm trying to think of all of our services.
Okay,
let
me go back through what I have here that you just told me, and then that, I'm sure that'll kindle up some more of what you got going. So
yes.
You also said stump removal, shrub or stump grinding. Right?
Yes.
And then you're doing big item junk haul off.
Yeah, even if they just need like a recliner moved, or you have like debris from a construction site, or
okay, that
you
helps.
Ripped out your kitchen sink and you need it gone, I remove all of that.
Post-construction removal. Okay, so what we have so far, tell me which ones of these are incorrect. Composting services?
Yep, nope.
Okay, electric waste, e-waste recycling?
No, I don't recycle anything. It goes straight to the dump.
Debris hauling?
Yes, I do haul debris, yes.
Yard debris removal?
Yes.
Junk hauling?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Let me get them to take.
And then
let me get that off. Okay.
You should have some landscaping ones in there. So like landscaping design, landscaping.
Yeah.
Mowing.
I have those in the works we're going to implement. I'm just getting back to on the website what we're removing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, that way there's like if I give them exact directions, okay?
Yeah. I mean, once I start sending you guys photos, you guys are going to turn all those AI photos into my photos, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's our pleasure. Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely.
I told them that because
mm-hmm.
Me and my dad were looking at it. I was like, they use AI. He's like, well, why is it AI? I said, bro, we haven't sent them no fucking photos. Like, how would
right.
you like, expect them to give? He's like, yeah. Well, why haven't you taken photos? I'm like, what?
Somehow it came back on you, huh?
Yeah, I was like, motherfucker, you've been running this for a while. I just got laid off. Like, what the fuck do you mean?
Right. Okay. We're gonna get you going. We're gonna get it going. And composting.
And I'll definitely let you know, kind of, if we add anything or if I see something that we can add.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, like I said, the website looked amazing.
Okay, let me ask you about these other keywords I see down here. So, what about, exterior home cleaning? That's like picking up the exterior, right? Because I know we had talked about that.
Yes.
Yard waste removal.
Yep, that's like, that's still trash.
Appliance removal.
Yep.
Furniture removal.
Yep.
Garage clean out.
Yep.
Estate clean out.
Define that one, please.
Like estate, like a whole property, not just a house.
Oh, yes,
or
yes,
garage.
Yes. Sorry, estate. Sorry, I thought you said mm-hmm. estate. I was like, what?
Recycling services is a no.
No, ma'am. No, I don't
trash
recycle
removal.
Anything. Yes.
Dirt delivery.
Yep.
Gravel delivery.
Yep.
Property cleanups.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Let me grab all these.
In delivery, you can you can also add on there power unit. So basically, what that means is if they have a trailer and they need it hauled, I can haul it.
Okay. There was one we said was enough.
Sorry, I know we're well versed in everything.
That's okay.
We do.
You're recycling. Let me take that off.
We dabble in everything.
Does no recycling capital. Okay. All right.
Yeah, straight junk. I don't recycle nothing. I'm
right.
not going to say I recycle.
That's
because
okay.
That shit goes straight to the landfill.
Yep. Understood. Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to get that taken care of for you with the website. And then I'm also going to have them put the call tracking number on there. I don't know why it's not there. And then from there, if you have any other calls or anything else that you're concerned with, please make sure that you have it updated across any platforms that you're running without us. Like if you're still doing Angie or Thumbtack or any of that, please put your call tracking number on there. So that way it's going to eliminate the spam and robocalls. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Second thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually, just give me a second. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, they were asking about a logo. I thought you guys were making the logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely can make the logo. That's not a problem at all. So hold on a second.
Yeah, I already described it to the guy. It was going to be, he said, a black background with a truck and trailer,
mm-hmm.
White, and then with a lawnmower, John Deere green.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
That's that. What was the other email? Oh, I was trying to link my Google and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know if you can send me new links, but the links that you guys were using, it kept on throwing error.
Okay.
Error.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me just get this going.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I'm hitting you
okay.
a lot.
No. It's fine. I want to address each thing. That way we don't miss or forget anything. So that is, now let me verify this. It says that our last SMS, which is text message to you, failed. So the phone number we're speaking on is the correct phone number, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just double.
512-855-1762.
Okay, yeah, let me just get in there. Hold
because on. I was texting you guys back through where you guys were texting me, which I knew it wasn't going directly to you.
Right, unless you put Amy on there, then they'll send it my way. Hold on. Okay, one of them failed. I don't know why this one failed, but okay, phone number's good. Okay, so got it. Needs new links to connect Facebook and GBP. Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to receive a phone call from the technician. I'm alerting this in call transfers right now so that we can go ahead and get this squared away for you. And then be expecting a call from the 877 phone number. I'm going to have them call and walk you through it on the phone.
Yeah, is this the phone number I'm talking to you on, is this your direct line?
No, it just comes inbound to the sales floor. My direct line is just the 877 and press 224. Exactly what you did to get a hold of me is what you do.
Okay. You're just out of the office.
Right. Yeah, today I'm working from home because I have to go to my son's school in a little bit, but then, if I'm on the phone with a client like I am with you, then it'll route to my voicemail. Or if I'm out of the office, which is rare, it'll route to my voicemail.
All right, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I didn't know how all that went. I was like, can I talk to Amy? They're like, Amy is not online. I was like, okay. Send me to her then. Like, she has a phone number.
Yes. I understand. Thank you for, and that's, yeah, you just press 224 to get a hold of me and that's perfectly fine. We're going to get you taken care of. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am. Well,
so
thank you
I think
much.
We've got everything. You're welcome. And then I've got everything squared up here. I've got all the notes, and we're going to get it taken care of, okay?
You're amazing. Thank you, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Wyatt!